what we would do sometimes during the kirtans, because just like Prabhupada, I mentioned this kirtan, when you were at a kirtan and Srila Prabhupada was there in the temple room, he hadn't been there for however many days or months or years, seeing him for the first time, I mean, it was really, really ecstatic. But as we were traveling with him, you know, that also was a little different for us. But we used to really like to watch the devotees chant at the kirtans, because you would see the devotees, they would be really in ecstasy, in their ecstasy. Sometimes they would, you know, do all kinds of things, the way they would dance, the faces they would make. So we had a tendency, sometimes we would look at each other and we would go, look at him, right? Look at that one. and we would start laughing, you know. So that's what we were doing. So anyway, this was going on, not all the time, it's not all we did. In the temple room, we sometimes would be like that, and in other places. And Paramahamsa, you see pictures of Paramahamsa, he was really funny. You know, he was big, like 6'3" or something, big round face, and he was this tall, very sweet person. So anyway, this was going on. So now, from Hawaii, he went to Los Angeles and spent a few days, and then he went to Mexico City. So now we're in Mexico City for a few days, and Paramahamsa was Prabhupada's secretary. So we're there. And one day, while we're there, giving Srila Prabhupada his massage, and this is, you know, before lunch, so it's right around 12 o'clock, and it's on this nice veranda at the temple. Prabhupada liked the sun. He would take massage under the sun if it was there. So I'm just massaging Prabhupada, you know, sitting behind him, rubbing really hard. And Paramahamsa, of course, as secretary, this was sometimes an ideal time. You would come in and you would read letters, the letters coming from the devotees, and Prabhupada would dictate responses to them. So this one day, for no reason, I'm just massaging Prabhupada, I'm behind him, I'm rubbing his back, and Paramahamsa, and he also had this way he walked, you know, he kind of bounced, you know, so all these things were interesting. So he came bouncing in, you know, this big tall sannyasi guy. He's like 20 years old, and he just bounds in front of me, and he pays his obeisances, and he just sits up, and I just looked at him, and as soon as I looked at him, he just starts laughing, and he couldn't contain himself, and for no reason at all, he's sitting right in front of Prabhupada, and he's just laughing out loud. Well, I look at him, and he's laughing because I'm behind Prabhupada. So I, of course, start laughing. And now the two of us are just laughing, and we have no idea why we're laughing, but we're just laughing out loud. And I'm trying to massage Prabhupada, and it got to the point so much that I couldn't even massage him because I was laughing so much. So, and in the midst of it, you hear Prabhupada, you know, in that deep voice, and he said, "What's so funny?" And immediately we both stop laughing, you know, it's like, And I'm looking to Paramahamsa, you know, to me everyone was a senior, you know, I always, so he's the sannyasi, he's the secretary, and I'm just waiting for him, well, tell Prabhupada what's so funny, you know? And I'm just like this, you know, like rubbing Prabhupada and waiting for Paramahamsa to say something, and he's just completely dumbfounded, you know, has no idea what to say. So I said, I said, "I don't know, Prabhupada." I said, "Sometimes I see Paramahamsa," I said, "and sometimes we just laugh, you know." I said, "We both just laugh." And Prabhupada said, "Oh," he said, "laughing is a Vaishnava activity." So then we relaxed, and I start massaging Prabhupada again, you know, and I'm rubbing and rubbing. And then Prabhupada said, a few minutes had gone by, and Prabhupada said, "When I was very young," he said, "my father," of course, he would give things to the sadhus, to the Paramahamsas, he said, along the Ganga. He said, "Sometimes I would go with him," and he said, and he would go out, he said, because my father, he was always You know, he said his father, he was always asking for blessings to Prabhupada. He would become a servant of Srimati Radharani. He said, so anyway, he said, we would go along and he would go to the Ganga, he said, and there you would have so many Paramahamsas, and they would be sitting along the Ganga in little huts, or sometimes not even anything. They would just sit there. And he said, my father, he would give them ganja. Ganja?
Yeah.
Marijuana.
Yeah.
And we're like...
Exactly.
And then Prabhupada said, yes. He said he would give them... He said, sometimes Paramahamsas, they will smoke a little ganja, he said, because it helps to control the senses. And we're like, what is he talking about? And then he looked right into Paramahamsa's eyes and he said, but not you, Paramahamsa. And then Prabhupada slapped his knee and started laughing. And we're both like speechless. You know? So he wanted to show us that he could have a good laugh too. And just a few years ago, and it never, you know, it never connected. I never, you know, like with Prabhupada, you don't always put the dots together, you know, draw the lines like right away. Sometimes it takes a long time to figure things out.